Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, welcome back to Patriots All Access with head coach Bill Belichick as I sit in for Zoe on assignment, so you're stuck with me this week, Coach. Congratulations on victory number 270, now tied with Tom Landry, third all-time in NFL history. Safe to say that's the most complete performance by your football team this year?
Yeah, I thought we did a good job in all three phases, Bob. And we got good production from the running game, the passing game, run defense, pass defense, all the special teams units. We had a lot of players step up and play well. It was a very good complimentary game.
You've already taken us through some of those pivotal plays on special teams. Do they demonstrate just how important every phase is every week?
Well, and how important every play is every week. You never know when the big play is going to come in the National Football League. And so you just want to do the best you can on every play. But when you get those opportunities to block a punt or return a kickoff, being able to capitalize on it is key.
And is there an impact beyond field position or even on the scoreboard in terms of the psychology when you get a sudden change play or a return after the opposition has scored?
Well, yeah, again, it creates that field position and a scoring opportunity for the for your team, either offensively or if it's a return. And that can be a big momentum play.
We're sitting here in Colorado Springs. When you saw the schedule in the spring and looked at Denver and the Raiders in Mexico City back-to-back, what led to the decision to stay out here for the week?
Well, we had people in the organization, in the operations, that looked at different options, and I think this is a great option, the Air Force Academy and Colorado Springs facility. This is obviously a training site for the Olympic team, so there's a lot of great advantages to training here, and so I think it'll be a good week for us. And the location was good. We could bus down after the game, so we didn't have to fly somewhere to do it, so worked out fine.
And as someone with ties to a different academy, nonetheless, how special is it to have this opportunity to practice at the U.S. Air Force Academy?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity, and to be around the discipline and the regimen and the leadership and so forth that comes at the academy with the people here at the academy. So it's a privilege for us to be able to work here and to be able to utilize their facilities and interact with the great people of our military at the U.S. Air Force Academy.
Of course, the business this week is to prepare for the Oakland Raiders. They went through a rough stretch after 2-0 start, but they have seemingly righted their way coming out of the bye at 4-5. What are your impressions of them?
Well, they're a very explosive team. They've got explosive returners in the kicking game, big legs that can change field position, explosive receivers, tight ends, quarterback, of course, Lynch at running back. They've got a very strong front, dynamic pass rushers with Irvin and Mack. So they can really score on any play.
Marshawn Lynch came out of suspension to score two touchdowns, of course, in a season out of retirement. What kind of a difference does he make with that Raiders offense?
Well, it's not over till the whistle blows with him. He has great balance, leads the league in yards after contact, as he has for the last 4 or 5 years when he's played. He's very hard to tackle. He's has tremendous balance and lower body strength. He also catches the ball well, so he's a threat anytime he catches the ball, or anytime he touches the ball. And he's, he really brings an energy and a toughness to their team that they have anyway, but he, pushes it up there a level higher.